The Huskers Radio Network Broadcast Center is sponsored by Acres, the Midwest's premier John Deere dealer, supplying the equipment and service to advance agriculture and much more. Acres, solutions for every field. Sports Nightly rolls along here on the Huskers Radio Network, a best of show as we listen back to some of our best interviews from the past couple of months. We let off the show with Kyle Crooks, the new play-by-play voice of the Huskers, and we paused in the middle of the conversation. So we pick it up now with Jessica asking Kyle how it sounds to be called the voice of Husker football.
Yeah, I don't think I've actually put my mind around it yet. It's one of those things that when it happens, it's sort of shocking. And since the announcement, Jess, and I've told you just how much outpouring of support and the welcoming nature in which Husker fans have reached out to me in droves. It's been incredible, and I understand doing the research on this, and I mentioned Greg before and understanding how loved he was in this role and, you know, how much this truly means to people, even in a world where sports are so readily available and digital streams and television, how much they truly love Greg and what he brought. And, you know, I think I told you this story, Jessica, but when I was on my interview and I drove in from Omaha to Lincoln, the person who was driving me into Lincoln, I asked him, you know, you're a sports fan? And said, yeah, of course. He was a Chiefs fan. And I asked him, you know, I wanted to do a little recon mission. Are you a Huskers fan? Yeah, I've been a season ticket holder since the mid-90s. And he was telling me all about his experience in going to games at Memorial Stadium. And one of the first things that came out of his mouth was how much he loved listening to the games and listening to Greg and understanding. He never met Greg, but understanding the impact that he had on the community. And he felt like he was sitting on a bar stool, sitting next to Greg as he was calling games, because he made it feel like it was this communal experience. And that's, you know, I realized the outpouring of love that Greg has had in his tenure and 17 years here, but you truly understand the impact that Greg had, but what this role means to a lot of people around this state and to the entire fan base.
I told you we should have started tracking your social media following, but just what has that been like, just the response I guess your growing number of social media followers, but again, just the people that care that you are the voice of Nebraska football.
Yeah, it's, you know, I think I had about 100 followers in about 5 minutes. It's incredible. You know, Jess, I was never popular in high school. I was never popular in college. So I guess it took me until I was 34 years old to be a little popular on social media. But no, it truly means how much they care about this job. And, you know, it's an ambassador role, right? You're an extension of the athletic program that everybody puts their blood, sweat, and tears into. And that's why you understand the outpouring of followers and comments. And I'll say this, usually in most places when a newcomer comes in, there can be a heavy dosage of the negative. When I tell you, it's been pretty much all just nice and positive, to the point where it's almost been sort of shocking, because people don't like change all that much, and I can truly understand that. But how nice and welcoming Husker Nation has been eye-opening, and it shows me just how much they welcome anybody in as their own, and I look forward to continuing to earn their trust.
Beyond just the duties behind the mic, how important is it for you to get here and get embedded in the community, to be a part, to be at events, to go to games that you're not calling, but just to really immerse yourself in this state? How important is that to you coming into it?
Yeah, it's everything. And that's such a huge part in this role, is you have to be out there. You have to be talking to Husker fans. I encourage, if anybody sees me walking around the Haymarket area or at the grocery store and they want to chat and talk Husker football as we get set to ramp up fall camp here at the end of July. You know, I love that aspect of it. I think that's why specifically we get into the college realm as opposed to maybe the pro realm, is because everything, like I said, everything revolves around it. community. Everybody's 9 to 5. If they're working a 9 to 5, they just want to have the opportunity to maybe just chat some Huskers at any point during their day. And I'm an outlet for that. That's such a huge part of this, aside from calling games, is going out and seeing the people that are listening, seeing the people that are pouring in their hard-earned money into season tickets, who have tailgated for decades outside Memorial Stadium, that can teach me the traditions of a game day. Now, Jessica, I can't wait for that first home game. I know the first game is going to be in Arrowhead Stadium, and there's going to be a heavy, heavy influence of Husker fans in Kansas City. But I can't wait for that first true home game experience for me to see that sea of red and another sellout, and just to see truly how passionate everybody is around the community. But I can't wait to go out and talk to some groups and get a chance to hear their thoughts on, you know, what Greg and other voices of the Huskers have meant to them. I'm grateful for those opportunities to get a chance to chat with everybody.
I know you've already been studying and diving into just this football team. What excites you about year three with Coach Roland and for you to get to call it?
Yeah, I can't wait. We know that the pattern and the trend of a third year under Coach Rule and what he had done at Temple and Baylor, and hoping it's a similar trend there. And obviously the uptick and getting a chance to win a bowl game and get to a bowl game and the increase in wins, most wins since 2016. But you look at some of the new additions too, and you study this team very close, and you saw how they took the next step last year. And you know, especially offensively, I'm excited to call touchdown passes. Dylan Raiola in his second year as a sophomore, and you take the lumps as a true freshman, right? But you saw towards the end, he was starting to tick back up after that sort of the doldrums of the middle of the season that Nebraska had last year. Excited for some of the new additions on this offensive line and on the outside as well. Dan Key's a guy, Jess, that you know, I had a chance to see up close and personal when he was playing Florida as a Kentucky Wildcat, and Isaiah Hunter as well entering in, Ja'Cory Barney as well coming off a great season. You look at the defense as well, all three levels, especially in that secondary, a lot of returners that I think can really help continue the momentum of what was one of the best defensive units in the Big Ten last year. So there's so much to dive into. As you know, my first show here on Sports Nightly officially would be on July 7th, but I can't wait to actually get out and see the guys in fall camp and see practice and get around to all these other events and see all of the practices in the fall season. And I think Nebraska football is trending upward, and I just can't wait for August 28th, I believe it is, against Cincinnati in that first game.
You hit on this a little bit, but you got a sense of meeting the team here and working with Damon Benning in the booth. Obviously, he's a pretty well-liked guy around here and is a veteran also. How nice is that to know just the guy that you're going to be working alongside and just the people, I guess, that have been here and been around that you get to join this team? How comforting is that?
Yeah, that helps a lot, leaning on somebody like you that's been around Nebraska football and has been around all of the athletic teams. You know, when I have a question, I know that there's a good chance you're probably going to have an answer. And I'll tell this story during my interview process. You know, we could be wound a little tight when you're driving in to interview for this dream opportunity. And you know, Damon was somebody who gave me a phone call and encouraged me. And you know, I remember when I met with Troy Dannon in his office, I had mentioned he talked about the humble aspect of everybody that works within Nebraska athletics and the fan base. Nobody is about themselves. They're about the logo. And then I had that conversation with Damon, and I could see exactly what Troy was talking about. He was so incredibly encouraging, telling me to be myself. And, you know, he listened to the demos and loved what I had done at Florida. And he was just, it was like he was my hype man over the phone before I had the chance to interview. And I've had the chance to text with him a little bit after, you know, knowing that I had gotten the job. And everything I need to know about this broadcast team being a family is the interaction that I've had with DB and the interactions I've had with you. And I look forward to seeing Ben again, and, you know, had a chance to meet him briefly and meet Matt and meet Kent and John Baylor on volleyball, and look forward to being to some of those crazy volleyball matches here in the fall. And Nick as well, calling baseball. Ben and Nick doing a great job calling baseball, and some of the memories that they have created together in the booth. And it all, the foundation of it all is what Greg had fostered for 17 seasons, right? A place where everybody can feel like themselves, everybody feels valued, and they all collectively feel like a family. And that's why, to me, the most comforting part of this crazy chapter in my life, and I hope it's the final chapter in my broadcasting life, is that I know I'm stepping into an opportunity where everybody is family and everybody has everybody else's back. And that means the world to me. And it's part of why this is the best radio product in college sports.
I love to hear that. Hey, I think, maybe one of the biggest questions that people might have, I mean, being that you are younger and just where you are in your career, what makes you ready for this job and to be able to handle the role that is, the voice here with Nebraska and, taking on all the responsibilities that come along with it? What makes you ready for all of it?
Yeah, I answered that question too in the interview process, but for me, it's been 15 years of going through becoming a better broadcaster, evaluating myself on a year-to-year basis, what works, what doesn't work. Some of the mentors that I had mentioned throughout the years, this has been a constant process of improvement for me, and specifically for football. I've done every single level. I've done games where I've been on top of the press box. I think I told this during my interview. I was on top of the press box calling Division III football, Jess, and it was 36 to 30, like low 30s, right? Wintry mix in Northeast Pennsylvania, where the team I'm calling is losing by a considerable amount, and you can hear my teeth chattering on the air. Those are the moments that I go back to, that no matter what the pay was, what the scenario was, what the experience was, I took the lumps along the way. And I feel confident coming into this role, because I think whoever steps in for Greg, there needs to be an air of confidence, which you also need to understand there is a lot to learn in this specific role, right? But I feel I have all the tools and 15 years of experience and the 8 here that I've been in Gainesville as I get set to leave here, in a few days, that has set me up for success. I've done, the emceeing, the community events and the play-by-play, everything's been checked off the list, but now it's just getting a chance to learn a new fan base. I think that is probably the hardest part of it all, is just making sure that I'm doing justice for this fan base and giving them the best possible game call that I can. And for me, that's been 15 years, hopefully leading up to continuing this tradition of one of the best radio broadcasts in college.
Well, we all have faith in you. We know you're the guy to do it. We were sold on you really from the beginning, so we're excited to have you on board. Before I let you go, we have this YouTube stream that we have lots of regulars on the chat. I know you become aware because you've been hanging out in there. They just don't know that you've been there. So you're going to be interacting with them too, right?
Yes, I'll be in the chat. I'll be saying hello to everybody if anybody has any questions. I know in the meantime, Jessica's going to be getting me all this brand new Nebraska Adidas gear that I need so I can, for future appearances on Sports Nightly, I'll have my red getup and everything ready to go for the next time that you see me on camera. But yes, ask me any questions, and I look forward to chatting and mixing it up in the chat.
Sure. Well, one for you that we already got was, why don't you have a handicap for them to make fun of on the GHIN tracker that you update all your scores every time you go out and golf? Why don't you have one of those, they want to know?
Well, funny story. So I was the captain of my golf team in high school, Aquinic High School, and I had a terrible senior year. And when golf gets in your head, you're done. And for me, so I have not golfed since my senior year of high school, 2009. So I think that's probably going to change here. I know we have an entire broadcast team of like big time golfers So I think I'm gonna bring the sticks back out. I need a brand new set of clubs though. So I'm hopeful that maybe I get a good set and you give me a good course and I can get that handicap in a pretty good spot.
There's lots of great courses here in Nebraska. I can't say that. Hey, you're going to be packing up, moving in. Your first weekend here is 4th of July weekend. I'm just warning you, Nebraskans love their fireworks. It is going to be loud for several days in a row from sunup to... Actually, it doesn't stop. It's basically like 72 hours straight. Are you prepared for that?
I'm ready to go. I get my headphones and just kind of cover the ears, but I'm all for the celebration. I look forward to spending Lincoln, the 4th of July in Lincoln. I'm sure there's nothing better. So I'm really excited for that aspect. What a way to debut. The debut weekend for me in Lincoln is 4th of July. So I can't wait.
Kyle Crooks with Jessica Cootie last week on Sports Nightly. We're halfway through hour one of the show, a best of edition here on the Huskers Radio Network. When we come back, we'll hear from one of Kyle's mentors in broadcasting, Ian Eagle. That interview is coming up next.
Hit us up on the text line. Text 402-413-2400 with your Husker thoughts.